Network. Wayne Madsen coming up with breaking news on multiple fronts. Going to phone calls right now. Joe in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
And thank you both for having me. You inspired me to take some action today. I just wanted to tell you what I did to take action concerning this Geithner situation, tell you about the roadblocks I hit, and then maybe each of you could maybe help me perfect my technique when I make these kind of calls.
Go ahead.
I called two network affiliates here in Columbus this morning to ask why there was zero coverage on the Geithner story, either on the air or on their websites. Neither phone operator even knew who Geithner was. I had to explain to each news desk operator who Timothy Geithner was. So they gave me the cursory, sure, we'll take care of it. Thanks for your call. I emailed the CBS affiliate. They sent back a form email saying they had already covered it once. I called Senators Brown and Voinovich, spoke with both of their interns. Asked if either had released a statement on Geithner. Neither had, so I suggested that maybe they would publicly want to distance themselves from such scum and call for an indictment.
Well, what you're doing is beautiful. Call into talk radio, send articles that we write at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com that boils this down. Send this to local affiliates. Send it to radio talk show hosts. We can use the controlled right-wingers thinking they're going after Obama to go after the whole banking system and destroy themselves. Tarpley?
I would say, in particular, that Sherrod Brown, right? Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio makes a big thing about being an economic populist and a pro-union guy for the working man and the blue-collar America. Keep the heat on Sherrod Brown, because this is where you can really squeeze him. How come he's covering up for Geithner and the New York Fed and these financial parasites?
Yeah, but I think what Joe's doing is excellent.
Oh,
keep it up,
absolutely.
Joe.
Keep it up. No, but don't give up on Sherrod Brown. Voinovich is harder to get because he's on his way out.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Got to jump. Sektor, I believe, in India. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jones, Mr. Tarpley, great to talk to you. Got a few suggestions. I think Mr. Tarpley is right. I think we should all contact Mr. Grayson and have him pursue this further. And maybe is there any chance we can get these 18 attorney generals that were interested in the healthcare scam to maybe go after this also? And then also, maybe if you could get Vincent Bugliosi on, maybe he would have some suggestions to take these criminals down. And I started out with a Providian credit card. It went to Washington Mutual, and now it's at Chase, and they're charging me 29.9% interest. And I'm trying to get out of it as soon as I can. We need to arrest these criminals and take them down. And I thank you and appreciate all that y'all do.
Good job.
That's the zombie banks. Also, notice this is why Elliot Spitzer had to be taken down with that sex operative, because this is one guy, and there are some other state attorneys general who have the same profile, that they're going to be populists and go after the Wall Street characters. And that's a place we can also begin to put on some pressure.
Yeah, they clearly have intimidated and destroyed people to send a message to everybody to not stand up. But as the pain gets more and more intense, as the abuse and crime becomes more and more transparent, they're not going to be able to shut everybody up. The positive sign is most of these bankers are buying homes in non-extradition countries around the world and clearly have been moving the last 2 years into a fully offshore profile with the belief that they may lose total control. In fact, here's Bloomberg arming Goldman Sachs with pistols. And it says they're preparing to defend themselves from riots and from mobs and preparing to basically evacuate the country. So that shows they're scared. They realize they're criminals. And they're now getting the getaway car all warmed up and provisioned.
Well, there was already a march on Goldman Sachs a couple of months ago by a bakery, the Stella Doro bakery workers, who were getting fired because they'd been asset stripped and looted by Goldman Sachs. And again, I recommend we've had enough marches on Washington for a while. Let's have a march on Wall Street, specifically called Goldman Sachs.
I agree. We'll get We Are Change and Luke Radowski. He's in that sector. We need everybody to set that up and go down there and let them know that we know they're the problem and see if the police even allow free speech because they love the bankers so much they're destroying their entire future. Webster, we're going to keep pushing for criminal indictments and a special prosecutor. All your great books are available at Infowars.com. God bless you. Thanks for spending time with us,
Alex.
Webster.
Happy Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, my friend. All right, I got another guest coming up.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for joining us today. For the rest of the hour, Wayne Madsen is with us. He, of course, has written for some of the biggest publications in the country. He is an author, researcher, worked with the National Security Agency and other secretive federal bodies in national security. And he's been breaking important news after important news up there on Capitol Hill at the press club every day. But I wanted to get him on about Bankstergate. I don't want to just have it be Timmygate, Geithnergate, because it's much bigger than just him. And how the White House has been caught now clearly lying, saying Geithner wasn't involved in any of this when he headed the New York Fed that set the policy and gave the orders, and now the Treasury, marking these toxic derivatives at 100% being paid directly to him and others. I also want to get into a bunch of other big news that Wayne Madsen's been working on. Also, what's going on with Obama trying to block his records. Gag orders going on, the way they compromise congressmen, and other big stories he's working on. He's always breaking important news that weeks, months, and years later comes out in the mainstream. Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com, thanks for joining us. Again, good to have you here with us, Wayne. Let's get into Bankstergate first.
Well, now we have several bankers talking about giving themselves big bonuses. Lloyd Blankfein from Goldman Sachs may get the biggest bonus among many of the others of these bailout banks, and people are just outraged by it all. And now we're hearing that the next target may be our 401ks and our IRAs. They may, the government may want to roll those over into annuities, which is yet another cash grab at money that is, belongs to individual people.
And in the banking overhaul that gave them more power of a month ago, they state that your money markets or your basic savings funds, they may seize those. Those aren't insured. And, yes, they're going to start taking a percentage of and grabbing your 401ks. I mean, they are just getting started in the stealing.
Well, and I wonder what, you know, where are the, where is the American people, where are they going to draw the line? I mean, it's this is like a constantly moving goalpost. Where is the goalpost of absolute outrage where there's no going back? And I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up, but perhaps maybe if they see their money disappear, maybe that'll do it. But, you know, I'm not holding out any hopes because we don't see the media covering all of this. Of course, this thing about the 401ks and the IRAs, I got that information from somebody who has very good contacts in the Treasury Department, but it's absolutely on the table. And now we see people like former Illinois Governor Blagojevich and former Alabama Governor Siegelman complaining about Obama basically being in the hip pockets of the corporations, that he's really a fake and a phony and a fraud. We see former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer saying that this woman, the Democrats are running for re-election as Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, is really not. She doesn't have a medal to serve in the Senate. I think he basically, Spitzer knows about the ripoff. I think that's why they took him down. And I think basically any politician, any elected official who's talking about what Obama and Rahm Emanuel and Bernanke and the rest of these crooks are doing, their phone calls are being intercepted on a daily basis, and these phone calls are being turned over to willing prosecutors because they can piece together any phone call, including ours right now, and charge us with some sort of a crime.
Well, going back specifically to Bankstergate with Geithner, I mean, he's always told Congress, as the head of the New York Fed setting policy for the entire system and then his Treasury Secretary, that he won't tell people where the money went. And that's been the policy of the former Treasury Secretary, the former Fed chief, the current Fed chief. They're all on record. I played clips a few hours ago of him saying, I won't tell you where the money is. To now have Geithner say, okay, you got emails from the New York Federal Reserve telling AIG to not say where billions of dollars of money was going to Goldman Sachs' bonuses, and ordering them to lie and keep it off the forms. Now he's saying he wasn't involved in that decision. I mean, we clearly have him in congressional perjury now. We clearly have the White House lying. This is bipartisan. They own both parties. I mean, where does it go?
Well, I think, you know, what are we seeing from the Congress as far as oversight? We're seeing very, very little. I think many members, we have a lot of members now deciding not to run for re-election. My sources are telling me people like Byron Dorgan, who basically complained about the shipment of U.S. jobs overseas. He wrote a book called Take This Job and Ship It.
And he said in 99, don't get rid of Glass-Steagall.
Right, and now he's set up. He's been pressured by the Rahm Emanuels, and I think he's just thrown his hands up and saying, "Look, folks, this is too much." Chris Dodd, of course, is in over his head with a lot of this, and he knows it, and he knows that he won't be.
And remember last year how the White House said they knew nothing about bonuses when they pressured to have Dodd write the bill where they could retroactively still get bonuses and were exempt from the new regulations on CEO and executive bonuses, and then Dodd released the email where the White House told him to do it?
Absolutely, and I think that's another reason that Dodd is leaving the Senate as well. He got used by these people, and he knows that his career is basically over with. Now we hate to see the hullabaloo about Harry Reid saying that you know, Obama is some sort of a really, you know, he's the kind of guy that can be all things to all people. I think he's basically saying the same thing Blagojevich is saying, the same thing Former Governor Siegelman is saying the guy's a phony. I mean, he's not a progressive. He was elected on basically this slate. He got most of his money from Goldman Sachs and the other bank, Wall Street bankers. I have to say McCain did too. I mean, both parties are run by the same conglomerate.
And so what do we do? I mean, clearly Obama's out in 3 years, but then the Republicans are just as deep into all of this. The public's starting to figure out that this is a bipartisan heist going on, and I guess they're just going to rely on surveillance, riot police, and NORTHCOM.
Well, I think what we're going to see in 2012 is one of those rare opportunities where a true independent candidate for president with a good got to have he or she has to have an immense campaign staff of volunteers. And it could happen. It happened almost in 1992 with Perot.
If it was going to be Ron Paul, he'd have to declare now and start building the grassroots base. But some people say that he's too old. I mean, who else is there out there?
Well, I think certainly Jesse Ventura is getting a lot of exposure.
Yeah. I've talked to him privately. He is not going to run.
Well, you know, we always heard that from other candidates, too. And, you know, remember Perot used to say the same thing on Larry King's show. And he said, but if the people, you know, want me to run and call this 800 number, and he got enough money, of course, he decided to get in. Politicians, of course, like to say that. They don't want to show their cards. It's really like a game of poker. But sooner than later, people who may have the intention of running as an independent are going to have to start putting together a campaign.
Well, we'll see what happens on that front. What do you think about Congressman Issa? He obviously doesn't have any skeletons in his closet going after the Fed, or they would have already trotted him out. Grayson's got a lot of courage. Paul's got a lot of courage. Senator, the independent from Connecticut has got a lot of courage. We see some others with courage. I mean, this is the elephant in the room, though. How long can this go on? I mean, I have reports here where Goldman Sachs is arming themselves with weapons against the public and buying homes offshore. They clearly know what they've done. I mean, what's the inside scoop in D.C. you're getting on how far this is going to go?
Well, I think you meant to say the independent Bernie Sanders from Vermont. The independent
Vermont, excuse me.
Yeah. Of course, is the horrible and despicable Joe Lieberman.
I meant Bernie Sanders.
I know you did. And, you know, people like Lieberman, let's face it, I mean, these are the types of people that are irritating the constituents out there. But I think where this is going, this is an election year. We're seeing a lot of incumbents bailing out. We see a lot of positioning. Look, the corporate Democrats want to put this Kirsten Gillibrand, and she was, of course, appointed to fill out Hillary Clinton's seat. They want to make her, of course, the elected senator from New York. But this is what's wrong with the Democratic Party.
But that's my next issue. It is Democrats at the state and federal level are flip-flopping to Republicans. They're leaving en masse. They know this health care tax, this scam, this bailout to insurance companies is unpopular with Democrats and Republicans, but they're so bought and paid for, they're so blackmailed, they're still going ahead with it.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of you don't see a lot of the party switching that you used to. I think people are just basically the elected people in office are saying, "The heck with both these parties. It does no good to go from Democrat to Republican or Republican to Democrat because both parties are absolutely corrupt right now." You know, is a third party viable? Well, we've been through all the third parties. My criticism of third parties is they're a lot like they're a parlor game. People like to get together, the Greens, the Libertarians. They talk about what it would be like to get into office, but you know the actual stamina isn't there and the money isn't there.
That's why I think criminal indictments are the way to go. We need to have state grand juries, special prosecutors at the federal level. We need to see Geithner and the rest of these guys arrested. End it that way.
And then you've got to deal with the corrupt, bought and paid for judges, not only on the federal benches, but on the state benches. And there's a slew of them out there.
Yeah, that's why we've gotten to this point, because the systemic corruption, like a cesspool, has gotten so thick and so deep that we're collapsing like Mexico. Stay there. I want to get into a bunch of other news and issues with Wayne Mattson, our guest, and phone calls later. There's a lot of hot issues, important issues Wayne's going to be covering on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world.
Okay, we're going to cover Blackwater, Obama's records with the CIA, clearly black ops. We're going to get into blackmail, Stellar Wind. It's come out that under the Patriot Act, they've been spying on Congress people. Same thing in the Parliament in England. When people in the Parliament have exposed it, they've been raided by the bureaucracy. So you have the bureaucracy taking over the governments. And the latest false flag info from the CIA bombing, in Afghanistan with a triple agent, they said, and a lot more with Wayne Madsen. And your calls the last 15 minutes or so, for those that are holding, I'm really, again, honored to always have Wayne Madsen and WayneMadsenReport.com on with us. Our websites, of course, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, Wayne, of those four things I mentioned, false flag, blackmail, Obama's records, Blackwater, which one you want to take first?
Well, let's talk about the blackmail and the fact that this National Security Agency program, which was once codenamed Stellar Wind, that was a very highly kept code word during the Bush administration. We knew about it because of some leaks that came out of the Justice Department, fortunately from people that knew it was illegal, but it's since the compromise of Stellar Wind, the code name's changed. I would love to get the new one, but you know, people at the National Security Agency and other intelligence agencies are basically running scared because they've got their own internal Gestapo security people trying to find out, of course, who's leaking anything to the media, no matter how illegal it is. And I would point out that it's their first responsibility and loyalty is to the Constitution and not to any nondisclosure forms they fill out. Many of them know that, but they're still, they know they could face jail time and loss of their job. So it's a big risk they would take. However, Stellar Wind is still in practice. I understand Rahm Emanuel is now using it as much as Karl Rove used it during the Bush administration.
And we've seen that in the news. I mean, hints of it that Congress people are sick of him calling up and threatening them. What would he threaten them with?
Well, you know, if you've got access to people's private conversations and emails, you would know a lot about their financial situation, whether they're, you know, their plans for running for other office, for running for re-election, things that, you know, you keep in confidence until you make a decision to go public. Well, if Emanuel has all that information, that can be extremely useful in him pressuring members of Congress, pressuring elected governors, elected mayors around the country to get on his bandwagon or else, and I understand that has occurred, and that largely led to people like Senator Dorgan and Governor Ritter of Colorado and Senator Dodd deciding to bail out. We may see other people bailing out before this is all said and done because they're just sick and tired of this lunatic, Emanuel, who likes to, you know, bang steak knives onto tables and yell, you know, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead. And, you know,
and he openly at congressional meetings when Obama says something, he cracks knuckles and tells him, you know, you work for me. I mean, he's out of control.
Yeah, he's out of control. Now, Sally Quinn floated this, who's married to Ben Bradley, the former editor of the Washington Post. And she's floated this idea that Emanuel may leave this job as chief of staff and run for mayor of Chicago. Now, I hear that may just be a straw man, a red herring, the cover for the fact he may be leaving because some people want him gone. But we know that many Democrats despise this guy, Emanuel, including former DNC chairman, Governor Howard Dean. Now I'm understanding.
Yeah, all is not well when the chairman of the Democratic Party says this health care bill is a scam.
Right, and I understand there's now bad blood between Emanuel and Mayor Richard Daley of Chicago. Now, in that kind of contest, I'll bet on Daley to win out. Emanuel may be in a lot of trouble, and he may be since he's obviously insane, he may just be reaching out.
He does act mentally unstable. Just when I'm watching him in the background on a news feed, he does act like an insane person.
Yes, and you know, it's like a trapped wild animal. They're going to lash out, so, you know, be far away from what he does. So this idea that he may be threatening Daley with running for mayor of Chicago, I think is bravado on his part. I think he's looking at the end of his political career. And, you know, he had designs to eventually become Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Amazing. So clearly they are threatening and intimidating and using NSA intercepts to get the health care legislation through.
And everything else that's on their agenda. It doesn't matter, and I would say this even plays in to the Middle East policy. Now, George Mitchell has threatened Israel with cut off of their loan guarantees, and I would bet that Mitchell's phone call transcripts are now sitting in front of Emanuel.
All right, let's look into Obama's CIA background, blocking his BIA information. and then we'll get into False Flag and Blackwater. Big developments there with Wayne Madsen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
We're going to cover three big issues that Wayne's been burrowing into. He's an amazing investigative journalist. So honored to have him part of our team. Before I do that, I want to thank a few of the sponsors that have made this hour possible. One of them is a Cola Blue. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean drinking water made right from the air you breathe? Now, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Cola Blue, with their Cola Blue 28 and their brand new Cola Blue 30 machines, will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day right out of the air you breathe. The water, once generated, passes through 7 in the Cola Blue 28 or 12 in the Cola Blue 30 stage filtered process, including reverse osmosis, carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking, no chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride we spend so much time talking about on the show. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them on the web at colablue.com or by clicking on the banner at infowars.com or give them a call at 800-691-6043. That's colablue.com or 800-691-6043. 43. Take action today. The purest, cleanest, best water you can get, period. Also, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. They don't sell you ancient 10-year-old crud. It's all packed on a weekly basis. Huge prepared food lines or raw food lines. They have organic, non-GMO, non-hybrid, incredible deals. and so much more. Check out their new and improved. It was already great, but now it's just amazing. All the videos and audios and materials at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that's the letter E, FoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you own your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Also great for camping and things like that, eFoodsDirect.com. And don't forget our guest, Wayne Madsen. A lot of stuff on his site is free, and he is a pundit on international television, writes for major publications, but a lot of incredibly amazing information is available for subscribers at WayneMadsenReport.com. Okay, Wayne, let's get into Obama and his records. Now almost a year into his administration, we're 2 years into people trying to get him. No president's college records, business records, the first jobs he had. This is treated as a matter of national security. And we know he's connected into BIA, which was a known CIA front. Let's talk about Barack Obama.
Well, we have to go back in time to 1981 when Barack Obama was known as Barry Satoru. His mother, Ann Dunham, had remarried an Indonesian man, and they had moved to Jakarta. Now, Obama in those days was traveling on a Pakistani passport under the name of Barry Satoru. He went to Pakistan in 1981 and was hosted by the family of Muhammad Mian Sumro, who, believe it or not, became president of Pakistan after the resignation of General Musharraf in 2008. So this was the family, obviously a family that was very close for the CIA at the time, because we have to remember what was going on in Pakistan in 80 and 81. Brzezinski, then followed by the Reagan administration, Bill Casey of the CIA, was of using Pakistan as the main base for the Afghan Mujahideen war against the Soviets who had invaded Afghanistan. So this was a hotbed of CIA activity. Obama, or Satoru, apparently went partridge hunting with the Sumros. This is what the claim is, anyway. I understand he also traveled into India across the Pakistan-India border. What he did in India is anyone's guess. So we have basically someone who is traveling to Pakistan whose stepfather, Lolo Satoru, was an Indonesian military officer who helped Suharto take power in a military coup, and General Suharto was basically run by the CIA. Obama's mother, Ann Dunham, was with the Ford Foundation and USAID. USAID is a known cipher for Central Intelligence Agency activities around the world. She was in Lahore, Pakistan, at the same time her son was. And we do know that Obama, after graduating from Columbia, went to work for Business International Corporation, which was a documented CIA front activity, and he was involved in publishing two newsletters, Financing Foreign Operations and Business International Money Report.
Yeah, take some time out there, drink a glass of water, Wayne Madsen. And so Obama from the beginning, Foundation, CIA run, and they're blocking the release of these records. There is no doubt this guy has been groomed for big things from the very start. We now see what that is. Left cover to come in and convince the left to go along with the New World Order. Please continue, Wayne Madsen.
Well, as I said, we have a president with this these obvious holes in his background, and we have a president who is refusing to disclose his transcripts from both Occidental in Los Angeles, where he was an undergraduate, and from Columbia, where he finished up his undergraduate work before he went to law school at Harvard University. Why won't he release those records?
We know this. He's a fully compromised individual. And in a world of black ops, in a world of shadow government, they wouldn't let him into any sort of power if he wasn't fully compromised.
Well, I believe this is the idea. This is what people are fearful of. We, you know, we had a problem with George W. Bush because, remember, he said anything in his early youth was off the table. Then later we found out he was, you know, busted for cocaine possession. You know, he was basically a drunk, had problems with DWIs. And but, you know, this information we had some records of, just from arrest records, if anything else. But with Obama, we have basically concerted effort to keep these, what should be records, in the public domain secret.
And any time the system wants to torpedo Obama, if he ever gets out of line, they've got this mausoleum full of skeletons to bring him to his knees. Shifting gears to false flag terror with the underwear bomber, new developments there with your intel sources, and expanding on that as well, the false flag event you were telling me during the break, and I've also seen this in the news, the residue of the bombing of the CIA command base, having the residue of Pakistani ISI.
Well, we know, and now it's being reported in the Indian press, that a forward-based Chapman, which was where the bomb went off, the residue shows that it was from Pakistani ISI known previous bombing. So nothing happens with the ISI without the CIA knowing about it.
So why would that be done, kind of like a Pentagon attack or a Fort Hood event, to get the military all riled up and in support of retaliatory and expanding events, military sorties into Pakistan?
Well, we know, even prior to the bombing in Khost, one of the generals over there was saying that the whole U.S. intelligence operations in Afghanistan were totally messed up. There was a big morale problem. So what better than to have an attack against a CIA base to bang the drums for reprisal attacks? You know, we now know that this guy was a triple agent. He was well known as a jihadi website blogger, we're told, but he was basically press ganged into service with the Jordanian intelligence service by a distant relative of the Jordanian royal family.
So, all right, let me ask you this. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I mean, add to that point, and then I have another question.
Oh, well, so we have this officer, Jordanian officer Sharif, who brings this guy Balawi into the CIA employment in Afghanistan. And where was the vetting? The vetting, now we find out that some of the residue explosive material at Camp Chapman was from ISI sources. You know, was this the CIA sacrificing some of its own agents to push a political agenda, which would make it yet another one of these false flag attacks?
Well, we know the MO of these people always shows this. Going back to Blackwater, going back to the White House trying to persecute reporters and their sources, what you said literally 5 years ago, what Tarpley said, what many others said 5-6 years ago, has now been confirmed that Blackwater was running hit teams. They say they were themselves. They would, just a few years ago, they threatened to sue you if you said that. Now they're just out in the open admitting they're running hit teams all over the world. All this corruption coming out of Blackwater. Blackwater set to get a $1 billion contract. Obama is fully embracing them. I want your comment on that. And then secondarily, I ended up getting contacted by somebody who said that Colonel Anthony Schaefer wanted to be on the show of Able Danger. And then he came on and said, I agree with a 9/11 investigation. I agree with people that think something's going on here. I can't tell you everything I know, but the government allowed these attacks to happen, and they wouldn't let us go after Al-Qaeda because they want their own private army, Blackwater and others, and so they don't want our own army going after these people. So what's going on with Blackwater right now, A, and then B, what do you think of what Schaefer has to say, tying it into Sybil Edmonds?
Well, I definitely think that Blackwater is was basically used as a CIA proprietary. Eric Prince, of course, already had a lot of money. He inherited from his father, Edgar Prince, a big automotive a tycoon. So there was money already there, and Prince comes along, sets up this operation. The CIA uses it. Prince hires a lot of former CIA officials into Blackwater. Then he's doing these puff piece interviews for Vanity Fair. He's really looking for sympathy. I think what he's doing is graymailing. He's graymailing the CIA, saying, look, if you continue to allow me to be prosecuted or threats of prosecution, my employees to be prosecuted, lawsuits, I'm in a position to expose a lot more than us just trying to kill some guy in Hamburg and AQ Khan in Pakistan and running other hit squads.
And then he ups the ante and says, give me a $1 billion contract.
Exactly, and this is what he's doing. This is called graymailing. Oliver North did it during his trial. That's why they threw all the charges out against North, because he was in a position to bring down the Reagan administration. It's really the same thing here. It's the same tactic being used, and Prince is using it, I would say, with a lot of advice from people at the CIA, you know, urging him on. You know, we want you to be out there to make these gray mail threats so our other covert operations can be safe and secure.
And he's not worried about having a kayak accident.
I don't think so. I mean, I think Prince is basically doing this with a wink and a nod from people in the CIA because he knows that the members of Congress, the intelligence oversight committees, are going to get the message loud and clear about graymailing, and so is the Obama administration. Hence, we see that they're prepared to give him this big contract to train the Afghans.
And notice now, employees. It doesn't matter how many of his employees get indicted, how bad it gets, they say Blackwater's suddenly wonderful again.
That's right. And what we know about their activities, I see Judge T.S. Ellis here in the Eastern District of Virginia, what's known as the CIA rocket docket in Alexandria, threw out the lawsuits against Blackwater. But there was a John Doe 2 and a John Doe 1, former Blackwater employee, that said this company was involved in everything from child prostitution to tax evasion to money laundering to drug smuggling to weapon smuggling. You name it, this company was involved with it. And, of course, Prince knows that. And that's why he's black, basically graymailing. I call it blackmail. I think this is letting him off the hook by calling it graymailing. But blackmail is illegal, so he's going to get, you know, he's graymailing the government and saying, look, I can release even more if you Justice Department lawyers want to play games with me.
And clearly, the Army is in a turf war. They don't like Blackwater.
No, and most uniformed people don't, not only because of the wage the disparity between the low wages paid to our military uniformed personnel as opposed to the money that the Blackwaters of the world make, but also the fact is when these mercenaries in their civilian garb commit an atrocity, you know, the retaliation, people are going to look for the guys wearing the American patch on their uniform, and they're the ones who are going to get retaliated against. And the uniformed personnel are sick and tired of being the targets for atrocities committed by these mercenaries like Blackwater and the others out there. And I've been told this by people for actually long before Iraq and Afghanistan, when some of these mercenaries were starting to show up in Africa. Uniformed officers were telling me that they despise the presence of these people on the ground.
Well, look at what Sybil Edmonds says she got. She was listening to the FBI intercepts at the FBI, and it was the CIA involved in child kidnapping, involved in narcotics trafficking. And I mean, these people are just pure evil. Let's take a call or two here. Let's talk to Mark in Georgia. You're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi. God bless you. You're ever in our prayers. I guess I've used that one a few times. This may be a bit off topic. Thoraton is the Greek word that's translated as beast in Revelation 13. I believe we're looking at the rider with the scales, which when people are hungry and homeless and desperate, they may do things that they would not otherwise do. I think we need to recognize that this system is not merely corporeal. And I understand you're getting upset about things that people have said before that sounds defeatist. So I think we want to clarify. Every pocket of resistance that does not bow to the beast is a victory. And their victory.
Mark, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call, but I'm going for questions here for Wayne Madsen. Paul in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Go ahead.
Yes, my issue for question for him is about the brain scanners. And I'm one of the groups that's going to target with it, actually. You might say this is immoral, but I certainly don't think it should be criminal. I'm a racist, and I have severe concerns about that when I walk down the street one day and look at a black person hostily, I'm going to get arrested.
All right, let me stop and get a comment from Wayne. This is all quackery. What they do is they say these defense companies make money off the body scanners. Now they say brain scanners. It's like lie detectors. It's just a new quack machine to say you're guilty. Wayne Madsen.
Wayne, I just wonder how much money Michael Chertoff, who's got a financial stake in the body scanners, has in these brain scanning machines. I understand Homeland Security is considering them. It should be stated that Chertoff still is a paid consultant to Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, just like John Negroponte is still consulting over at the State Department. These are outrages, more outrages from Obama.
Yep, we'll be back. More calls.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Should have gone. respond to calls earlier. I just greedily want to sit here and ask Wayne Madsen question after question and issue after issue. But we're going to continue throughout the week with more extremely powerful and informative guests. I'm just going to leave it at that for you this week. We got some giant, groundbreaking guests lined up here on the show. Michael in Illinois, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen at WayneMadsenReport.com. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, guys. Cool. God bless, first of all. I want to ask about the whole Fed audit situation and what makes you guys think that if there is an audit, we've seen the length these guys will go to cover their tracks. What makes
okay, nothing's
think-
perfect, but we're identifying the bankers as the oligarchy, and Congress has the purview to run our banking system and our currency and credit, and so we want it back to Congress because at least it's public and accountable. Wayne Madsen.
Well, certainly, anytime you have an audit of anything, you're going to be able to get documentation. It's the same thing why I favor civilian trials of these so-called terrorists, because through discovery and cross-examination, we're going to get a lot more information about who they're working for and their networks than we would get from a military tribunal. Same thing with an audit by Congress. We're going to get a lot more information and documentation about who the real criminals are in this bank fraud that we've seen.
Well, Wayne, I mean, the spin out there has been don't audit the Fed. They'll win if you do. The Fed is fighting with everything they've got to not be audited. And, I mean, Michael, what are you getting at? We just let them continue on? We don't audit them? We don't try to abolish them?
I think we should go after them criminally, like you said. I
agree, but an audit will get them criminally. Wayne?
Absolutely. You have to get the documentation. You know, before the IRS decides to indict somebody for tax fraud, they audit them. So it's the same thing here with the Federal Reserve. You can't just say they've committed criminal acts without – you've got to have evidence. And you only can get that kind of evidence because we're dealing in very complicated financial systems. You're only going to get that evidence through an audit.
But, I mean, Michael, I understand your point. You want something more. But Ron Paul has said, you audit the Fed, you abolish them. We know all the fraud they've engaged in. Once we have it all, look at Geithner in these emails. He's about to go under. Believe me, we want it all, don't we, Wayne?
Absolutely. But you've got to start somewhere, and an audit sounds perfectly reasonable.
And notice for 2 years the Fed fighting an audit and now starting to lose, that makes them look really guilty, doesn't it, Wayne? The fact that they're like, no, don't look.
Well, if they act like they've got something to hide, they probably do.
Michael, anything else?
Yeah, if you said Obama is compromised and obviously is, what is the likelihood that he's been set up to take a fall no matter what if there's too much heat that comes down?
I agree. They always flush presidents down the toilet. That's why we point out when he was powerful and a rock star, he was a betrayer. And my films that Wayne is in, Fall of the Republic, we say now look out. It's the next guy you got to worry about.
And we saw that with Jimmy Carter, how they basically used him, and you know, here was a guy who once he served their purposes, they got rid of him and replaced him with Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, nobody said this was easy, Michael. It's generally educating the public about how things really work. As Thomas Jefferson said, educate the public, liberty will flow from that, and educate them about the ways of elites and how they operate, and we can stop them. I appreciate your call. Sorry to Terry, Ralph, Kip, and others. Call me back tomorrow. Retransmission is going to be amazing in the first hour as I break down Bankergate. That starts in just a few minutes on the audio streams at Infowars.com on the AM and FM dial. Wayne Madsen, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Good to be with you.
Take care, my friend. Great job, crew. We'll be right back on the other side in 1 minute. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.